Let's start by discussing the ways in which EHRs support the care processes, both inpatient and ambulatory. HIT facilitates the filtering, organization of, and access to information. Thoroughness in gathering the patient's history, reviewing findings from the physical examination that results from tests and procedures is critical, and of course, so is currency. Data is not like wine. It doesn't necessarily improve with age. Lab values, for example, can change drastically and quickly, and clinicians are making decisions based on the data at hand. I believe you can see where I'm going with this. Looking at the picture on the slide of a stack of paper charts may give you an idea of what a clinician faces and why moving away from paper is not elective. The use of HIT becomes even more imperative in the ambulatory setting, where ready access to data is often complicated by geographic distances. Using an electronic system makes the retrieval and review of patient information much simpler and can substantially improve the clinician's knowledge about the patient. And this is true whether we are talking inpatient or ambulatory care. And of course, EHR is not a panacea. It cannot retrieve nor process any information that is either not available or uninterpretable. This brings us around again to integrated and interoperable systems. Conversely, as all of the data becomes integrated and accessible, the resultant electronic data collections in healthcare have become exceedingly large, often surpassing the capacity of a busy clinician to make sense of it all. Interestingly, the problem now faced by health professionals is changing from one of not enough patient data to review to one of what we sometimes classify as called drowning in data, presenting clinicians with unfocused and excessive amounts of data in an EHR often ends up exceeding the cognitive capacity of the provider, and it increases cognitive load and can actually facilitate medical error. The moral of the story here is that more data is not necessarily better. There is a balance that must be struck. Striking that balance requires that system designers develop systems that are capable of gathering, displaying, and extracting information from a user-centered perspective. Perhaps a clinician prefers to look at values from a test displayed as a graph instead of numeric values, or maybe a public health professional requires a view of aggregated data from the entire community or from a city, or maybe an administrator really just wants a view of the census data, etc., and etc. We know that doctors, nurses, managers, pharmacists, occupational therapists, and so on have many common and divergent information needs. Situation-specific views of focused and pertinent data will assist a busy user in focusing on the issue at hand. Moreover, well-designed HIT can actually help a user do a better job by providing guidance and support during the process of care. An example: well-designed HIT can help improve care and support best practices by offering reminders of tests to be ordered, alerts when contraindicated medications are ordered, can automatically generate documentation templates to enhance the ease of documentation requirements, can offer alternatives to clinicians and patients to support decision-making and the like. As can be seen in the image, HIT can also be used to educate or advise at the moment of need.